Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Coffee Break webinar number 8. This is a shortened version of the webinar which was held earlier today called Twitter Lists, How to Reap the Rewards. I'm R.C. Gattaker. I'm the CTO of Commetrics Sitedrive Labs. We help clients improve their customer relationship management, and we believe you can tweet once a day and have an impact. So our philosophy is quality over quantity. Let me just get into the stride of things here. So you have been included in the Twitter list. That was one of our clients' questions. What am I supposed to do, or what does it mean? Well, some people would say that Twitter lists today are maybe more important than actually your followers, because it indicates to how many people your feeds are important. You can find out on which list you are by using the links below, and I've illustrated it so you can see it. So today I want to present to you four gold nuggets. The first one, how Twitter groups work. Second, tricks that work with Twitter lists. Three, using Twitter groups for your organization. And four, three tools you want to use with Twitter lists. So the first one, the first slide is, here you see a group where somebody is following 494 people and 37 are following him back. That's kind of the trend. This group actually has a lot of followers. In most cases, Twitter lists have four or five followers max and nobody else. But nevertheless, they're interesting because they tell you what the recipient thinks, how relevant your tweets are. So that's quite important. That's what they can be used for. The trick that works with it, you can make them public or you can make them private. And if you want to get removed from a list, you have two options. Either you ask the person, or second, as I've outlined, you just block them. You can then no longer follow them or get their tweets, but they can no longer see yours, and you're off the list you don't want to be on. How can you use it for groups for your organization? I have made one here called EU Best SM Metrics, as you can see. And that here I list all the people on this particular slide, number 7. Here I list all the people who I want to follow and who I think do very interesting stuff in Europe regarding these links. I also have a client list which I keep locked or private. And so it's shown here client, but staff, as you see with the arrow here on the right, with the yellow arrow, it's also private. But I don't really see those lists as being very helpful. I'm going to explain that in a blog post coming up on Monday, why I think this particular way. Slide number 8, that's the three tools for Twitter lists. They're all priority one. You really want to have them. This one is Tweetply. What it actually does is whoever mentions you with an RT at username or just at username, you get an email with that particular tweet. That's really convenient because you can then reply to those people, retweet their stuff, or just be nice to them. The second tool you want to have is called Conversation List. It kind of tells you who mentioned you in their tweet and who you tweeted to or who you replied to, and tells you a little bit about what those people are tweeting. It tells you what they're tweeting, and it also tells you who you are in touch with. The third one is also one from Conversation List. It's actually called Form You Lists. I put it wrong down there in the slide. What it allows you to do is you can select the category, and then you click on the red arrow there, track followers. And then you click on the yellow, the highlighted one, keep record of people that have listed you. What this will give you, updated daily, is a list of the tweets people did who included you in the list. That list can be very large, like in my case, because I have 110 or 115 lists I'm included in. But nevertheless, it gives you a chance to see some very interesting tweets, and it allows you to retweet those, to reply to those people and give them feedback and show that you're actually looking at what they're doing. This brings me to the summary why it matters. So we talked about how Twitter groups work. You can keep them open or private. The tricks that work with Twitter lists, how to get off the list, how you can use the Twitter groups for your organization. Yes, you can use them, but you have to be careful how you do it. Don't make them too big so you can actually manage them. And then the fourth one is the three tools which you absolutely want to use because they make your life easier with groups. You can watch this video as well as, of course, an MP3 file, a podcast, on this link by tomorrow morning for sure. On Monday, May the 30th, we bring you another blog post with another tool on how to get an RSS feed from each list you made on your Twitter account. By the way, you can make up to 20 Twitter lists. The next webinar will happen on the 2nd of June. You can bring your ideas to the Xing SM monitoring group. These are some of the kind of things we will address. This already brings me to the end of our webinar. I'm Erzsi Gattiker. I'm the host of this webinar, and I thank you for having been with us. If you have any questions, send me an email or call me. This is it for today. I wish you a very nice evening. Thank you very much.